we follow the code of freaks. Stand back, and that's that. We are freaks.
Hello, everybody. This is Madge Weinstein, and I have a special treat. Well, we have a special treat. This is a first in an infinite number of collaborative shows with several power homosexuals and manvestites, transmestites, and even power bottoms. Speaking of, let's start with the introductions. First, let's hear it from Reagan Fox.
Hey, dude.
J-Lo Reagan. I'm not sure how old you are, but I think you're in your 20s. Were you named after the girl in The Exorcist, Linda Blair's?
I was. Because you know why? Because my mother didn't want to have me, so she took a cross and repeatedly rammed it in her vagina.
Good. But she doesn't suck cocks in hell, right?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Well, you're Jewish like me, so you don't have hell.
No.
Okay, good. All right, so that's introduction number one. Now we have Wanda Wisdom. Say hello.
Hi there, everybody. How are you? It's Wanda Wisdom.
Whore.
Whore. That's...
Do you want to say anything to in response to your being called a whore by two members of this show?
Well,
whatever it's called.
I think jealousy is a terrible thing, but you know, the world is big enough for all of us, even scary bottoms and crazy freaks like other people on this show. Yeah.
I'm going to cut you in
the face.
Speak
for yourself.
Pray, Wanda Wisdom.
I sense tension between Reagan's Fox and Wanda's Wisdom.
Wanda, you're not a whore. You're a woman in charge of your own sexuality.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. And next we have, that peeping in was half of the next collaboration, which is the Feast of Fools. We have Mark Felian and Fausto's Fair Nose.
Hi,
hello, everybody.
Say hello.
I'm so excited.
Do you have anything clever to say?
I know.
Yeah, I'm really excited that we're all coming together. It's like a gangbang, a group orgy of gay podcasters.
I didn't get my lube or my artificial vagina.
Well, Madge, usually when I've been in orgies with you and usually sit around the corner and eat ice cream.
Oh. I don't have ice cream, but I do have... I hope everybody has food. Now, Reagan, you're thin, so you don't eat, right?
No.
He's on the crack and pizza diet.
How do you stay so thin?
I douche a lot.
I think...
I sent you an email, Reagan. I was asking you why when bottom became a verb. When did bottoming become a verb? Do you know? When you started doing it?
No, I'm sure around... before then. You know, this is really funny. I was in my stepfather's closet because that's where he keeps all his porn. And whenever I'm staying with them in Houston, I'm resorted to watching his fucking, like, weird ass porn. And I found a huge black dildo.
Wow.
Ooh. In his closet.
Hey, that's hot. Did you use it?
No, it's my stepfather's. I'm not going to fucking share a dildo
with
him.
Your stepfather's dildo you found?
Yeah, I sucked it a little, but I'm not going to stick it in my ass.
Ew.
Is he a homosexual?
No. Well, I don't know. You know, he and my mother don't share a room anymore because he snores.
Well, Mark and I don't sleep in the same room either, so.
Right. But you store all your dildos in my closet.
I have
Mark snores too, right? Don't you snore, Mark?
I do snore, yeah.
I heard.
The more I drink, the more I snore.
The more I drink, the more I whore.
What I want to know, while we're talking about people's sexuality, Wanda, have you actually ever been raped for real?
No, I can thankfully say that I've never been probed anally without an invitation.
Because you can't rape the willing, you know that.
That's true.
And Wanda, we found what movie person that you are. Have you seen Showgirls?
Actually, a long time ago.
Okay, there's a character in Showgirls, and she's kind of like the mama at the cheetah, and she's the one who says to Nomi, "Oh, come on, you're the only one who could get my tits popping right." Beep, 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 beep. That's who you are.
Is that a compliment, honey?
I think so.
It's one of my favorite transsexual characters in cinema history.
Really? I'm not a tranny, though. You know that, right?
Well, why do you dress up as a woman, then?
You are too a tranny. You go around saying you're the only drag queen on the internet. How could you not be a tranny?
But a drag queen is different than a tranny, honey.
Whatever. You say tranny, I say train wreck.
I say tomato.
No, not, honey, you are a train wreck.
A drag queen is like a tranny to a degree. It's a transvestite.
That's like the difference between... between bottom and punch fucky.
Donkey punch.
And Madge, you consider yourself a lesbian, although you're confused for a transsexual many times.
Right, that's correct, because I have a very masculine sounding voice. People always think that I'm a woman.
And that full beard doesn't help much either.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Did you actually rub any testosterone on your chin to make it grow back when you used to be in your androgynous phase?
Fausto, you obviously haven't been listening to my show very much because, as I've said many times, I am an East Coast lesbian, and East Coast lesbians have facial hair. I don't know why, but I have a feeling it's Smith, Vassar, Bryn Mawr, Mount Holyoke, that something in the water at these schools causes hair to grow on lesbians. Mm. That and Margaret Mead.
Why do they have such phallic-sounding names like Mount Holyoke and Vassar?
Vassar Vagina. That's what I wanted to talk about. Can I mention this?
Yes.
Now, I need to explain something. Can somebody remember to take me back to Vassar? Because you know about my memory issues. So I want to explain that the way this show works, even though we don't have a name for it, Mrs. Slocum's going to help us with that because she's a power...
Top.
Not a power bottom. That's... Well, I don't know what she is.
She's
exactly.
A bottomish top.
Power versus
She's top. A power something. Anyway, so I wanted to explain that the way this show is going to work, at least this is how we've defined it thus far, is there's the four of our shows combined, and then every week, one show takes control. And... since I'm the lesbian of the group, it's always up to the lesbian to take cunt roll and sort of lead the discussion. How is that you eating jelly beans, Wanda?
I'm sorry, I've been a little...
I heard a rattle.
I'm a little peckish.
She's nervous.
I heard a rattle.
It's her maiden voyage, you know.
You know, I don't know about Reagan, but I'm from a Jewish family, and in Jewish families, everybody eats with their mouth open. And it drives me crazy. Does that happen to you, Reagan?
Well, I was just talking about this on my show today, actually. Growing up, I will always complain that I was hungry. The reason why I'm so skinny is because of all that fucking horrible Jewish food that Jewish people keep in their pantry. I would walk down Saturday mornings, there would be like a fucking live fish on the table staring at me.
Yeah, those smoked fish.
Yeah, my mom's pussy.
Gross.
Ew.
My friend can smoke with her vagina. She takes a cigarette.
Did
and
you
puts
eat
it
her out?
No, I just put cigarettes out on her twat.
That's so unhot, Reagan. How do you possibly face your mother knowing that you tell people that her vagina gets eaten out and it smells like rotten fish? Can I tell one thing today? Because I hate to monopolize a conversation, but everybody will have their turn. And then we have to go back to Vassar. But I had this television interview on this business show that only Republicans watch. It's called First Business Hour. And I purposely wore a shirt to this show. And this is a newsflash. I saved this news item. I purposely wore a T-shirt that says my vagina smells like rotten fish in Chinese.
To get it on television.
Yeah.
To get that on TV.
But it was in Chinese.
But they didn't show the whole thing, but I'm hoping enough Chinese people will be like, oh, what? Can we go back to Vassar? I'm sorry. And then I'll just let...
Yeah, that's where... didn't flow. Hillary Clinton go to Mount Holyoke?
Or Vassar.
Or Vassar. One of those
She went
schools.
To...
She went. Yeah.
Where did she go? It was Summeris. What was that?
But she had a lesbian
Swarthmore.
Roommate, right?
Swarthmore.
Steamworks.
It's the one with the
Steamworks.
She went to Steamworks.
Leave it to.
How do you know it's about Steamworks, Reagan? They don't have those in Texas.
Because Fausto talks about it all the time, and we have said that no matter where the conversation is going, if you just drop Steamworks in there,
Steamworks,
you got your ba-dum-tsh.
Oh yeah.
I like Steamworks because it sounds like a shit. It could be code for like going to the can and dropping the Cosby kids off at the pool.
Drop them off on my chest.
And it's like, so steamwork can be a euphemism for fecal matter.
You people are just always obsessed with fecal matter and
it's
fluids.
I know, somebody described Madge's Yeast Radio as scatological.
That has a different meaning.
Very scatological humor.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody who was like writing about it. I think it was like the first article that they wrote about too.
Does scatological?
You know, I don't know. I never read the articles. I just look for.
You're not illiterate like Lady Bunny, are you?
I love Lady Bunny. You can't say anything bad about her.
Sure, I can.
Well, I can't.
I know.
You can't. I listened to that interview. She was ready to kill you.
She did actually threaten my life again. I got another email. It's quite disturbing, but you know, I'm willing to look the other way because you know I know she's been through a lot.
What did you do to deserve it, Wanda Wisdom?
I probably dressed like I wanted to be raped. No, I mean, you know.
Oh, because you did those pictures where you had her face on her lovely outfit.
That was actually hilarious. That was all Fausto's fault, really.
Oh, you're blaming me for Lady Bunny?
He posted it on your website?
Never mind. Next time.
Aren't you fat enough on your own, Wanda? Why do you have to post your face on her body?
That's horrible.
Okay, I have a topic. Let me get past Vassar. Vassar, I don't want to give away my age, but my several year, actually I haven't done the math yet.
Old.
My several year class reunion at Vassar is this is August 2nd. And I'm so disturbed because I realize that I'm not famous yet. And I hated Vassar, you know, because everybody ate my pussy out. And I know that that everybody's fat because they're all lesbians anyway and everybody's overweight. But still I feel self-conscious because I'm so fat and I'm going to go back. I want to be thin and beautiful and famous. So I don't know what to do.
So is a topic of conversation how to lose weight and still be a podcaster?
Okay.
Cholera.
Sure.
Madge, you seem to like you're financially very comfortable. Why don't you just hire a personal trainer to come to your apartment and make you do Pilates and a little Tai Chi and yoga and throw away your ice cream.
Seattle Sutton. Get some Seattle Sutton.
Yeah.
Do you think I could find somebody to come to my house to do that?
Yeah, that's what personal trainers do. They come to your apartment and make you do push-ups and make you look hot like J-Lo. You think J-Lo
goes to a
gym?
I need to have sex with...
Honey, that wasn't a personal trainer. That was a fucking escort.
Do they have lesbian escorts?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
What do they do?
Yeah, but they're like policemen and firemen. They arrest you. Listen, okay, so I have some news.
Uh-oh.
This is sort of news. I was listening to Adam Curry's Daily Source Code today, and it seems that he's brought another podcast onto his pod show.
Really?
And guess which one it is. It's the one I was just bitching about today.
Wanda Wisdom.
No. It was that one that... I was bitching about it on qpotter.org, which is our new gay lesbian directory site for all gay lesbian podcasts. So go there. We already have 65 users. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
Already? Wow.
Woohoo!
But,
all 65 podcasters.
So the new podcast is the Mommy Cast.
No.
Oh, yeah. I made a joke out of this.
And I had just posted that I wanted to start an abortion cast. Reagan, would you tip the... Can you do... You can do an abortion cast.
I already did one today. And
did
don't
you?
Worry.
I listened to your show today. I didn't hear that.
No. Well, because my show hasn't come out yet. But yeah, I completely... Oh, okay. I talked about how you talked about that on Q Potter. And then I did a thing.
Good.
I did a sample abortion cast.
Wow.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, it's really funny.
What
can you do like a
like?
Highlight, like kind of like a best of right now?
Of it? Okay. Well, there are two sisters, and they're called the Hanger Sisters. And there's Gloria
sisters?
Hanger, and there's Sylvia Hanger. And they take turns punching each other in the stomach. And one of them is like, are you eating Tic Tacs? Give me one. She's like, no, I'm not eating Tic Tacs. These are morning after pills. Yeah, it's great. It's a good show.
So
good show.
Are you doing all the voice? Are you doing all the voices, Reagan, or is it just you and...
Yeah, well, one of them is kind of dykey, so she's deep voice. She's like, and that's, I think, Gloria. She's like, hello, I'm Gloria Hanger. And then the sister is kind of squeaky. She's, you know, hi, I'm Sylvia Hanger. And then they speak together and they say, we're the Hanger Sisters.
Oh, that's so cute.
Wow, that's really good. Do you think we can get Swoozy Kurtz to play one of the abortionists?
Oh, no, I've already decided, because there are going to be celebrity versions of the Hanger sisters. And then obviously you have to go with who's pregnant in Hollywood right now. So it's going to be the Britney Spears, and it's going to be the Jennifer Garner.
James Gardner?
No, his daughter.
I didn't know she was pregnant.
She's prego, totally. She even announced it publicly. Wow. And I also heard, if you listened to my show yesterday, guess who else is pregnant?
Who?
You?
I wish. Angelina... Hey, Mark, do you want to fill me up with your babies?
Sure.
Okay, good. Angelina Jolie with Brad Pitt's baby.
No, I don't believe it.
And well, I don't know if that's for true or if it's just gossip, but she definitely adopted an AIDS baby.
Oh, isn't that so sweet?
Yeah.
So does somebody want to volunteer to listen to the abortion cast so we can, or to the mommy cast to figure out how we can best parody it? I don't really want to do that.
I think my ears might melt.
I don't know.
I might get permanent brain damage if I'll listen to it
at some point in time.
Mommy cast.
Oh,
what
thanks,
the fuck
Mark.
Is
That's
that
very
bullshit,
brave
you know? Is it like La Leche League has created a mommy cast? So, you know, my mother was in La Leche League.
Yeah.
And
what the hell is that? Your mother's been in everything.
Does that have to do with sperm?
It's a breastfeeding advocacy group that encourages women to breastfeed their children, because in the 1970s and even in today, doctors were telling mothers not to breastfeed their kids.
Doesn't leche mean sperm in Spanish?
Leche is milk. But
that's what they say in the porno movies, Wanda. You've been watching too much porn.
Oh, I don't watch porno, honey.
Oh, please.
That's why we don't have a press release for Q-Potter, because there's leche all over it.
For Wanda, the Food Network is porn.
That's true. Madge, too, though, I think.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Food Network.
Yeah. I'm still masturbating over my Two Fat Ladies show before that one died.
I love the Two Fat Ladies.
Oh, one of them died?
Yeah.
From what, being fat?
The one blew up.
Yeah, one of them died.
She blew up.
Yeah, she... She exploded. Pa-boom, pa-boom. All right, so I have another time. That's close. All right, so Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's hot for her?
Oh, she's hot.
Hot?
Certainly
hot,
not me.
Hot, honey. Hot. But she's out. You will never hear her again.
That's like beef.
And then
that's like turkey jerky.
Turkey tails?
Turkey jerky.
You know what turkey tails are?
No, turkey jerky.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Her face?
I like eating it, and I like saying it. Turkey jerky.
Do you have any thoughts on her, Reagan?
On Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yeah.
I'd eat her.
Really?
Fuck those old titties.
You'd go straight for Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
I would.
Would he go straight for me?
I'd fucking go behind the meat curtain and pound away with my tongue.
Would you let her dildo? Would you let her bottom you with a dildo? I hope I'm using the verb correctly.
Yeah, totally. I would let the whole fucking Supreme Court just fuck me.
Now, here's an interesting thing that I want to point out, since we're talking about fucking Reagan Fox. Is that Wanda Wisdom wants to fuck Reagan Fox. Is that right?
I don't know.
Oh, so you weren't supposed to say that?
We're not supposed to talk about that.
He said Reagan Fox wants to be fucked by Mark.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this last night.
Mark wants to fuck me, and I want to fuck Wanda Wisdom. And Madge wants us in the corner watching all this eating ice cream.
Right. Well, I don't even want to watch. I want to be on the phone.
I just want to be on the phone. So this is sort of the image I'm trying to paint in people's minds. Is a circle.
Do you really want to paint? You want people to listen to this show? What do you want?
Wanda, one question I want to know is, why do people want to rape you so much? Because me and Reagan Fox both, without even knowing you, just went nuts with Lady Bunny. Everybody wants to kill you, but you're like the nicest
person
in the world.
Killing is different from rape.
Well, I think that, you know, they wanted to kill Jesus, too. I mean, you know.
So are you consider yourself a messiah of podcasting?
No, I mean, I don't apply, you know, Jesus didn't, you know, apply labels to himself. So I'm not going to do that. But I just think, you know, when you have a good thing to offer people, sometimes they don't, you know, they don't appreciate it.
Okay, I have a question for you, Wanda.
Yes.
Okay. How many cocks did you have to suck dry to get in the top 100 of iTunes?
Really? Oh, I don't know. You know, that's a very spiritual thing because I truly have no clue how the hell my show got where it is.
God put her on the
top 100. I think that you sucked a lot of cock, including Steve Jobs, who, you know, kind of finagled your way. And it, what's sad to me is that after all that fucking cock you took down your hoary throat, that you're still not even out of the 90s yet. Well, you would think at least in the top 20 with that amount of dick eating. No, I'm kidding.
Progress. I always say progress, not perfection.
Do you know how...
Oh, God damn it. Now you forced me to look at this. I've been trying to avoid it. God damn it. I was hoping we wouldn't go there.
I really don't know, and I have no clue. I didn't do nothing. I didn't pay nobody.
Well, Reagan's just jealous because he's used to being a bottom. And so, you know, when he sees people going to the top to the charts, he gets a little jealous.
Did he wants to get underneath them.
I didn't realize that he was a porn star, though, because I saw that photograph on that banner of his with his little hinder sticking out.
Who's a porn star?
Reagan Fox.
Really?
Well, he's on your site, honey.
There's the button that I made for Reagan. I put a little Mountain Dew mist on his butt, sort of a little blur.
But you're actually in pornography?
I'm not actually in pornography, but I was just talking to somebody about how I have a gay retarded brother in Houston, and I'm not like saying retarded like in a Wanda Wisdom way, like honestly retarded. And
he's gay too?
And listen to this, 1 year at, and he's gay, and he came out like real soon after I did, except he's like a decade older than me. And he said in front of my entire family that he's seen me in porno.
Oh,
wow.
But you are, honey. Who took the nudie picture?
That was me. It was on the timer. It was like masturbation, dirty picture.
Ooh.
That was a screenshot of a Yahoo cam.
It really takes masturbation to a whole new level when you can't even find somebody to take nudie pictures of you. You had to take them yourself.
It reminded me of, I'm a sociologist, so I know what it's like in bathhouses for men because I've studied it, but you reminded me of somebody laying in one of those pathetic bathhouse rooms waiting to get fucked.
Somebody please fuck me.
Now, do you own a can of Crisco in your house, Reagan?
Because it's not just for cooking anymore.
It's for fucking.
No, I can't.
So now that I'm depressed by looking at the top 100, what else can we talk about?
No, you're not supposed to be depressed. You're supposed to be energized and reinvigorated.
Because Wanda Wisdom is your friend, and you want her to do well, man.
Oh, yeah.
You just fight and fly
very happy
to the top.
Well, I
would like to see all four of us, plus some other queer cast turds, in the top 100. But I suppose the fact that Apple refuses to acknowledge that gay people exist... Unless they create, you know, cushions made out of macrame.
Well, I mean, also iTunes has been only out for, what is it, a week? A week and a day? So maybe they're just...
That's why everybody wants to kill Wanda. This is why everybody wants to kill that bitch. I didn't want to kill her at all. I was like, why do you want to kill her? Now I see her number 89. Fuck her.
See, okay, so back to the question.
Good Lord.
Why do people want to kill Wanda Wisdom? It's because she's the Charlie Brown of podcasting.
Explain this.
Only if you
come
with me.
I don't have problems with food, honey.
Okay, explain the Charlie Brown thing.
Because Charlie Brown is the anti-hero. And Wanda is, in a lot of ways, the innocent Eeyore-like character that everybody wants to inflict pain and abuse on. And therefore gets all the attention and is the focus of all the attention.
You have to do the football thing, though.
Well, that's for Madge or for me or you to pull the football away.
What's the football thing?
It's the metaphor in the Peanuts cartoon. Lucy would always say, do you want to kick the football, Charlie? And Charlie would run and she'd pull the football away and he'd slam his back against the ground.
But, you know, the good thing about Charlie Brown is he never lost hope. And, you know.
Oh, my God.
That's very you, Wanda.
You're making me nauseous. I want to kill the bitch, too.
She's an optimist.
Let's kill Wanda Wisdom.
Kill her.
I'm gonna fly Lady Bunny out here with her goddamn fur coat, and we're going to choke you. No. We're going to choke that.
I'm going to sit on your face.
Right out of you.
Actually, Mark and I are going to be flying up to Minneapolis next weekend, and I'm going to bring my video camera and rape Wanda Wisdom. And put that up on our site.
I would like to
do me a favor. Do me a favor and kill her, murder her, stomp on her face, and then when you're done, write the number 89 in a Sharpie on her forehead. Will you do that
for me? Why the number 89?
Because that's the number on the top.
We can skin her for you, Madge. Do you want her skin?
That's a new type of serial killing.
Jeez, it's really kind
podcast killing.
We can kill them all.
Honey, I think you're in a shame spiral, and you need to just sit down and pray.
We'll kill Dawn and Drew, and we'll put 19
on. Yeah, I think the person who needs to die first is Dawn Michelli. Put her
out
of her
misery. I said die, not diet. Fausto, I said die, not diet.
Oh, diet.
You're not hearing me.
Do you know, I've never listened to that show before.
It's good.
But
it's
see, nice. The problem is like that even if you lose weight, then the fat rattling in your throat doesn't sound as good, you know, when it's gone.
When you scream, Wanda. So keep that fat up.
Huh?
Keep that fat up.
Oh, I've always said to Wanda, if you want to succeed in podcasting, eat your way to the top.
I just think
and
you
not
know,
just well, the cocks.
It didn't work for me, let me tell you.
I was gonna
don't listen to him.
I was gonna say, if we're talking fatties here, let's just look at my photographs from Pride. You know, they were very slender and svelte.
Blurred, gauzy and
they
blurred.
Were. Those
that's
were
because
pictures.
That was your head photoshopped into somebody else's body.
No.
I have to say that I've taught a lot of my Photoshop skills and tricks to Wanda over the phone. So
no, those were good.
I don't
those were really
understand all
pictures.
This hostility towards.
We hate you, Wanda.
Because you're number 89. I'm a lesbian. I can be honest.
Wanda Wisdom has AIDS.
Yeah,
I'm a lesbian. So you're number 89. I don't see me on there.
You know what is a redeeming quality here, though, ladies. Except for poor Reagan, but he's coming. If you type in the word gay on the directory, all three of our shows are showed as the top podcasts. Me, Madge, and Fausto.
And who's...
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Who's number four?
Reagan didn't make the
list. If you type yeast, then you'll see my shows are top
two. If you type Feast
what
the
Fools,
what
the fuck does that mean?
That
you think
top.
I'm that stupid? You think I'm that goddamn stupid, Wanda? You're just rubbing it in my face harder.
Honey.
Now I need to eat. Honey. I need to eat.
Honey, I think you ate too much sugar today.
No, I need to eat more.
Just breathe.
First of all, you eat more than I do and you're thinner than me. And second of all, you're number 89 and you're nice. Fuck that bullshit. I'm not happy.
It's okay.
I don't even...
I still love you because I recognize the good in you deep down.
Oh, my God.
God.
This is insane.
If my ass were any dirtier, I would make you eat it.
That'd be okay. If that's what you need.
It makes me want to take a big... What?
Matt, you need to become more positive like Wanda, but
not
HIV,
HIV
positive like Wanda.
Mentally
positive.
Not HIV. Yeah. Thank you for calling it out, because, you know, lesbians don't get HIV. That's why we're the chosen people.
Through breast milk, you can.
Yeah, you can get it through breast milk and
you can
through...
You get it through cunt juice.
That way when Gussie gets
vaginal
prego,
fluids.
When she uses the turkey baster to get pregnant, and you start sucking
she
on her breast
have.
Milk.
She may have. But can you get AIDS from Haagen-Dazs or kefir?
If you make kefir out of your own tit milk.
I wonder if you can get mad
breast
cow
kefir.
Disease, though, from... Ice cream.
I think Madge already got it.
Mad
cow. Mad cow.
That's the Alzheimer's. Not the,
Madge
not
cow
the
disease.
I'm grasping because I want to figure out what I can eat to make this pain go away, and nothing's doing
it. What is causing pain in your heart, Madge?
Well,
share
the
your
fact
pain.
That my stomach... I want to read my... Can I read something from the paper today to make myself feel happier about myself?
I know, she's going to complain about me,
long.
And then she's got her own...
I know, that was supposed to be the article about podcasters, and they put Madge photo full page twice.
I know.
And they put
well,
a little
postage so, it's like a train wreck, her face.
But that's not good
that's
enough
why.
For her,
people
apparently.
Gotta see it.
You know.
Listen, Mary, I can lend you my knee pads if you know what I'm saying. But here's the funny thing. So I was on the front page of the Red Eye. I'm starting to perk up now. And they show my fat fucking ugly ass motherfucking face. I'm so fat and goddamn ugly. I know why people think I'm a man. And then I see this green iPod, and it's just Fausto, you know art. I mean, say something. I can't say anything because I was so happy about this
article.
Well,
it is interesting that they put the Target logo behind your head.
Right, they thought it was Wanda Wisdom.
Exactly,
right?
And the other thing was that was sort of interesting was the fact that your mouth is open,
mm-hmm.
and they photoshopped the ice cream spoon away and put a microphone.
That is not true.
Yeah,
that's a dildo they photoshopped. No, but so here's what's funny. Does anybody know what it says at the bottom of the page on reference to page 4?
Oh, page
gorilla,
4.
Gorilla takes bite out of Linkin Park zookeeper.
Yeah. And then there's a picture of a gorilla. And there's a whole story right next to mine about this gorilla that bit some woman at the Linkin Park Zoo.
See, you, I mean, that's...
To me, that's a...
That's the big time.
But you didn't bite anybody at the Linkin Park Zoo, though, did you, Madge?
I might have been in a Haagen-Dazs blackout. Mm. So they're saying I'm grumpy. Fausto, you wouldn't agree with that, would you?
Madge, well, you've been on the Zoloft lately, so I think that's sort of balanced you out, you know?
I've always been on fucking Zoloft, but you probably are on... You're one of those Tom Cruise queens.
Well, I just think that it's a... I do think psychiatric needs to be... The psychiatric arts of healing need to be reevaluated. And
what the hell?
Unfortunately, it's coming... That kind of criticism is coming from someone who is buried deep within self-delusion and mysticism, which is Scientology. So, you know.
You know, Madge, what I'm upset about with this article is that when he called, I called you a bitch. And I said, and you can quote me on that. And I read the article. I was like, oh, please, let it be in here. And it's not in here at all.
I know. He backpedaled Jim Walsh.
I said nothing. I said only nice things about you because they said, oh, do you know Mark and Fausto? I said, yeah, because I used to be in Fausto's shows. He's like, oh, okay. It was like he was fact-checking or something. Yeah. And I felt like saying, what did they say about me? But I didn't go there. I just
we gave credit where credit was due and said who introduced it. And you were, if Adam Curry is the godfather, then you're the
lesbian,
you're
whore.
The cunt father.
No, podcast. You said I was a grandmother, before. I liked grandmother.
I like the grandmother of podcasting.
And so, yeah.
Grandmother's good. Lesbian whore, that's not going
to
work.
So, yeah, we turned him on to you. Because he came to us
Reagan
first.
Is the JonBenet Ramsey of
You know, there's a wonderful drag queen who lives in the same city as John Waters. He goes by the name of Defecto or... I forgot her name. And she is just hideous. You can go to Flickr.com search for Defecto with a K.
Did you know that Flickr means homosexual in Dutch?
Really? Does it really?
Yeah, it's because it means it's short for flamer. So a flicker is a homo.
Oh, nice!
Flicker is like flame. It's like a flame.
Sure. See, you're such a complicated gal, Madge, and you know, I mean, no wonder you're.
Let's do role reversal. I think we should act. Can we do an exercise?
Yes.
Sure. Not, I don't mean like.
But you're running out of time for your show, by the way.
Listen, Mary, I can edit this. Okay.
Okay.
Or
just letting you know.
I want to do an exercise. I thank you very much. Okay. I want to do an exercise, and I would like us to rotate personalities. Can we do that?
Sure. Okay.
Can we rotate which... Who? I would just like to be Wanda. That's really all I want to get out of.
Oh, you want her ranking is what you want.
Do it. So Hold on. Fausto, sing your theme song for Wanda show.
The most current version?
Yes.
I know a homeless woman named Wanda. She sleeps on a popular park bench in the snow. She used to work at Target, but now she's homeless. It's Welfare Bitch Radio.
I love it.
That's nice.
Very nice. Mark Felian wrote the lyrics.
Yeah.
Did you say homeless bitch radio?
No,
welfare
bitch
radio.
Welfare.
She's a welfare
I think she's
bitch.
Past welfare if she's homeless.
Well, it's both. It's just
she's got a crap... She's got a crack pipe named.
The reason why she's always doing shows from her fucking
Joey.
Okay, so Madge, you're gonna be Wanda.
Who do I get to be?
I want to
be
Reagan
if you
Fox.
Want.
Can I be Madge?
Okay.
Okay, I'll be Fausto.
Sure.
Okay.
Fuck me,
Fausto
and Mark. Fuck you all.
Oh, I think you should all just kiss. I think you should all just be nice and friendly and. everything's just great, and I'm so happy that I quit my job because it was a spiritual thing to do.
I can't talk right now because my anus is being fucked by Mark.
Whore, you fucking whore, lick my hole.
Oh, well, that's just how you are right now, and that's okay. I think you should pray about it.
Hello, my name is Fausto Fornos, your flaming blue.
I think you need to eat out my
hole. I got stuck in myself.
Oh, well, yeah, Mark got
you know,
stuck.
I think,
I'm sorry.
I think wherever you are is great, and... I like marketing, and I used to work at telemarketing, and I dated this guy in Japan, and he ate my ass out.
With
I'm
a
virgin,
taste on your lips, I'm all aroused. I'm toxic.
But I like to get walked on.
Oh, do that again, bastard. That was funny.
Cut liquor, whore. La, 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 la.
Would somebody please walk all over me and put shit on my face? Because I think
and
that's where you're at.
Wanda Wisdom has AIDS.
I'm fast, what? I'm bloated, and I'm a lesbian.
You've got a dripping you yeast too, huh? infection.
And hello, my name is Matt Weinstein. I'm a big, fat, bloated lesbian.
I like- oh, look, I'm rising in the charts, and it's God that's doing it, which means he hates you, everyone.
I don't believe in God. He's dead, and everybody's going to burn in hell, whores.
Well, I can see where you're right now, and I just pray that you get everything I already have.
Would you like to eat my colon?
Okay.
Well, that's what you
okay,
need.
Okay, girls, we need to move on with the agenda.
Are we done?
You're done.
That was so freeing. I like that.
That was nice.
I think we have
to
finish.
Be somebody else. But you know what?
I think we have to finish.
I'm always pretending to be Reagan Fox.
Okay, I think we should finish by giving our plugs, because we can't take for granted that people...
know who the fuck we are.
I think I might make this an enhanced podcast and a regular podcast, so then we can have people
enhance.
What do you mean
choose.
Enhanced podcast?
And it's with pictures. Did you see the Queercast...
Well, you got a burp.
...promo that I made the other day?
No, I haven't looked at that yet.
All right, you don't listen to anything.
I listen to your show all the time, Madge.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Wanda. Didn't?
Why?
And Reagan. I listen to you guys' show. Not every day, but...
But in Enhanced Podcast, actually, it's like a film strip from when you were in grade school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can do that and make little things you click on. So I thought, you know, like when Wanda's talking, I can have a picture of, like, Aunt Jemima or something.
That's horrible!
I'm trying to think of what would be
Patty
a good
Arbuckle.
Mental image. Who?
Patty Arbuckle.
Oh, for Wanda, get
a
picture. For Wanda, you need to get a picture of Lacey Peterson after they found her.
Oh,
my God. That's horrible.
Or Linda Blair.
I hope that.
I think.
Blair,
I'm thinking
think
for
you're
Reagan.
Pretty Blair.
I'm thinking Sika for Reagan. Sika, the aging porn star.
What does this have to do with Jerry
ching
Jewell,
chong,
by
chong,
the way?
Chong, ching, ching, ching,
I'm not
chong.
Doing any Jerry
oh,
Jewell.
Oh, come
person.
On.
We got to save something for next week.
Okay.
No.
Next week's show is going to be all about Jerry Jewell and the facts of life.
Can we do? I'll do a stylized. I forgot what I was going to do.
Can we do a Tuesday, not Wednesday?
Blah, Tootie. No, I was going to do it. I was going to do a stylized facts of life just for a second.
Do we get
Blah, Tootie? Blah, Tootie. Clean up your room, Blah, Tootie.
Blair, will you eat me out?
Mm. Oh, Mrs. Garrett, Blair, Tootie. Oh, Arnold Willis, Kimberly. Arnold Willis, Kimberly.
Oh.
Fuck my whorehole, Arnold.
You know who
Kimberly
you sound
Willis.
Like right now? You sound like Brabacia Clements or whatever, who goes on your show. I love when she does
a
different
character.
She
wants to be on your shows, by the way.
And she goes,
be thrilled to have Brabacia.
She goes, switch whenever she changes characters. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I think she's...
Okay, listen.
This is the I Love Lesbian Woman.
Hello.
Yeah, but do not say her real name. She gets very angry.
I don't even
angry.
Know what her real name is.
Buenos Dias.
Good. So we have 30 seconds left, because I'm on timer. I have it set to time out after 45 minutes, because I already have to chop off 40
Listen
seconds.
To the Feast of
I got a full-time
Fools.
Job in the morning. Not like unlike Wanda, who can be serene because she doesn't fucking work.
It's all good, Mary. I love you.
Oh, my God. She's making me sick. Please. All right, say goodbye, everyone, please. I'll put the plugs
okay,
on.
Okay, you can
Bye.
Listen to The Feast of Fools at www.feastoffools.net.
And you can listen to me tell everybody how wonderful and fabulous and full of excitement they are and the rest of the world is at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
Saccharin, bitch. Saccharin.
And, of course, if you want to get an electronic BJ, listen to Reagan Fox. Go to ReaganFox.com, ReaganFox.
Is that ReaganEn?
Eat bud!
And this is me, your favorite lesbian on the internets, Madge Weinstein, saying goodbye and have a pleasant yeast infection.
One of us.